Globalist business groups with Koch, Bush ties dominate immigration talks at White House. By John Binder on February 26, 2019. Globalist-aligned business organizations with ties to the billionaire Koch brothers. The Bush dynasty and Republican plutocrat donor class have dominated talks at the White House over a larger legal immigration deal. Plans to overhaul the legal immigration system, where more than 1.2 million legal immigrants are admitted to the U.S. every year, have been led in the White House by advisor Jared Kushner and Brooke Rollins, formerly of the Texas Public Policy Foundation. As Breitbart News has reported, White House officials have floated two immigration deals in the last month. One that would give amnesty to nearly 2 million illegal aliens and another that would expand businesses' ability to import foreign workers instead of hiring qualified Americans. The groups consulted over the larger immigration deals include U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Heritage Foundation, Association of Builders and Contractors, Faith and Freedom Coalition, Council on National Policy, George W. Bush Center, Select Milk Producers, Texas Public Policy Foundation, Americans for Prosperity, Libre Initiative, League of United Latin American Citizens, LULAC, Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Business groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, the Association of Builders and Contractors, and the Koch brothers' Koch Industries have opposed any cuts to legal immigration levels to boost Americans' wages and prefer expanding employment visas so businesses have easy access to cheaper, foreign labor. The Association of Builders and Contractors, for instance, have supported making it easier for foreign nationals to obtain green cards in the U.S., along with advocating for market-based visas where foreign workers would be allowed to take U.S. jobs so long as American industry claims there are no Americans available to fill working and middle-class jobs. Advocacy groups like the George W. Bush Center, the Koch-funded Americans for Prosperity and the Libre Initiative, LULAC, and the Texas Public Policy Foundation likewise have backed policy initiatives to make it easier for employers to outsource U.S. jobs to foreign workers, amnesty for illegal aliens, and an expansion of already historically high legal immigration levels. The George W. Bush Center recently promoted plans that would allow businesses to import foreign workers as they wish, bypassing America's working and middle-class workforce and depleting growing blue-collar U.S. wages. In 2017, Trump endorsed Senator Tom Cotton, RR, and Senator David Perdue's, RGA, RAISE Act to cut legal immigration levels in half to boost the job prospects of Americans out of the labor force and raise wages for the working and middle-class U.S. workers. Increasing legal immigration would subject at least 13 million working-age Americans who are either unemployed, not in the labor force but want a job, or who are working part-time jobs but want a good-paying full-time job, to additional foreign job competition for lower wages. The mass importation of legal immigrants, mostly due to President George H.W. Bush's Immigration Act of 1990, which expanded legal immigration levels, diminishes job opportunities for the roughly 4 million young American graduates who enter the workforce every year wanting well-paying jobs. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.